Hey guys, welcome back again for another episode slash movie review segment. This is Dave. I know that was a quick turnaround. We just threw it up for John Wick 2, but we're trying to make up for not having any new episodes up for a while. So on this segment or podcast episode, I'm going to be doing a non-spoiler review for Kong Skull Island, and I'm also going to be doing a review on Logan, which I'm really excited to talk about. Logan was just amazing. But I'm going to get into all that, and I promise not to spoil it for you guys. So let us start with Kong Skull Island. So Rotten Tomatoes gave Kong Skull Island 79%. Metacritic gave it a 62%. Google users gave it a 90%. Decent scores. Metacritic, they're kind of harsh. Obviously Google gave it a great score, and Rotten Tomatoes pretty fair, almost 80%. The movie stars Tom Hiddleston. He was Loki in the Avengers films. Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson. He was hilarious in this movie. John Goodman's in it. The awesome John Goodman. Very good actor. Underrated. And, John C. Reilly, who actually, he's a funny man. He's been in silly movies, but he does have acting chops. He's kind of growing into his own in a weird way. Now, if I could read the premise for you guys. A team of scientists explore an uncharted island in the Pacific, venturing into the domain of the mighty Kong, and must fight to escape a primal Eden. Now, kind of cut into the chase. It was good. Kong Skull Island was a fun movie. If you're into, if you're into King Kong in general, you're going to love it. If you are into monster movies, you're going to love it. If you're a Godzilla fan, like those old school big monsters, you're going to love it. If you just want to be taken away and watch a action adventure film, fantasy, you're going to love it. It was entertaining. It had some pretty good special effects, and the acting, I mean, it's not an Oscar movie, you know, you're just going to check it out to have fun. And that's exactly what it accomplished to me. I thought it was way better than Peter Jackson's Kong that came out a bit back. I thought that movie was blah, but this one was actually good. It had like depth to it. There was a sense of danger. I liked the design of King Kong. He was a lot bigger to me. I mean, I may be mistaken, but he's a lot bigger. And, there's some things in the works. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but you guys know that they came out with, Godzilla 2014. You know, and these guys are the same producers, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. There's something cooking and brewing. You gotta check out Kong Skull Island. You know, I would say watch Godzilla 2014, then check out Kong Skull Island if you can, and try to look for the Easter eggs in the movie. I kind of spoiled something for you in a way, but not really. You have to look. And nothing set in stone. We'll see what happens. I'm not gonna go into that any further. But yeah, just again, Kong Skull Island, I did enjoy it. I'm going to just give it a grade. Like right now, I'm gonna give Kong Skull Island, remember, action adventure, fantasy, monster movie, I'm gonna give it a B. It was worth the ticket. I saw it in 3D, IMAX 3D. And, it was fun, man. It was fun. It was definitely an enjoyable movie. Samuel L. Jackson cracked me up. I kind of wish I can get into spoilers, but there's one line. There's something he says in the movie. And when you guys watch it, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to crack, you're going to chuckle. He killed me. He was great. Samuel L. Jackson is hilarious. So yeah, guys. I would own it on Blu-ray when it comes out. I'll buy it. You know, I pick it up for like $10. You know, that's fair. So, that tells you something if you follow the podcast. You know, whether how much I'll pay for a Blu-ray or whether or not I'll buy it is, you know, that's another gauge if I like something, and I definitely would own it. So I give it a B again. You guys won't be disappointed if you catch it on a Sunday. If you're bored, go check out Kong Skull Island and let me know what you think. You know, leave comments on the Twitter page, on Facebook, and I want to know what your opinion is of the movie, if you agree with me or not. So let us move on now. Let's talk about Logan. End of an era, guys. End of an era. Super bummed. As many of you know, Hugh Jackman, you know, first he alluded that this may be his last Wolverine movie. And then he just flat out said it. He said that he's done playing the character. You know, he's been playing Wolverine for 17 years. Damn, do I feel old. I remember going to see the first X-Men movie that was back in 2000. And I think most of the X-Men movies suck to me. I mean, that's, you guys that follow the podcast, like, you know my opinion on the X-Men movies. I think they're watered down. They're stupid for the most part. I mean, there's aspects of them that are kind of cool. Like Michael Fassbender as Magneto. Fantastic. Love him as Magneto. I want to see a standalone Magneto movie. Huge fan of Michael Fassbender. So talented. Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Perfect. The man was born to play Logan. I mean, he was the highlight of those films. X-Men First Class was fun. Kevin Bacon was a great villain. Of course, Patrick Stewart as Professor X. Fantastic. So, you know, they're not all bad all around. But the costumes, I mean, just like the makeup, the prosthetics, Beast always looks stupid. Nightcrawler looks super emo. Like, just terrible. And like the action, it's like, you know, you feel like you're watching like a TV show, like a Power Rangers action, you know, the pauses, like, look what I just did. Like, I can't stand that type of action. It's so kiddie and, just cheesy. And it's no surprise because those films were PG-13, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we got Deadpool that came out fairly recently, and Deadpool to me broke ground. You know, Deadpool showed that you can have a rated R movie that makes a shitload of money. Like, you know, these studios and these execs were always, you know, they're afraid to make superhero movies that are rated R because they think they're not going to make money. So everything is business and money. You make a PG, PG-13, you have a broader audience, more ticket sales. But what happens is that you water down the content and you kind of almost alter the characters. You know, you can't make a Punisher movie that's PG, PG-13. You know, that's a dark character. He's going to come out lame. You know, same thing with, let's say like with Wolverine, with Ghost Rider. Like these guys are not these bright colored superheroes like Superman or Spider-Man. You know what I mean? They're darker characters and they deserve dark storylines and adult themes, you know? The movies are going to make money because these characters, they do have a fan base. And even if you're not a fan of the character, you know, you will convert people over if you do the movie well. People will want to see that badass Ghost Rider movie. Even if they don't know about the character, they will want to know about him if they hear that the movie was badass. So it seems like these studios have learned their lesson. And here we go. 2017, we got Logan rated R. The way Wolverine should have been done a long time ago. And I can tell you, I was a little fearful, a little skeptical. But, you know, I gotta say, Logan was fucking fantastic. Logan was awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a big Wolverine fan. It just really was. The movie had a ton of depth to it, a lot of character, a lot of heart to it. It was adult. It was rated R. It pulled no punches, which is what was needed for a Wolverine film. And Hugh Jackman is just amazing, man. You know, I'm not going to spoil the movie for you guys, but let me just get into the ratings because I've just been ranting, and then I'll rant a little more. So IMDb gave it an 8.6 out of 10. That's a really good score. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 92%. Fantastic. Google users, 95%. Of course, it stars Hugh Jackman, Patrick Stewart, Boyd Holbrook. Didn't care for his character at all. I thought he tried too hard. Stephen Merchant and Richard E. Grant. It's directed by James Mangold, and I believe he directed the last Wolverine movie, The Wolverine. And the premise goes like this. In the near future, a weary Logan cares for an ailing Professor X somewhere on the Mexican border. However, Logan's attempts to hide from the world and his legacy are upended when a young mutant arrives pursued by dark forces. So that's the premise, guys. Let me just go back to like ranting about my feelings and like the whole end of an era. And it sounds kind of sappy and stupid, but I felt the same way about the end of the Matrix series. I felt a certain type of way of it closing, and it truly is the end of an era. And it's even bigger with Hugh Jackman because, you know, it didn't even dawn on me till like I heard that number. They're like, you know, he's been playing Wolverine for 17 years. Not straight, but X-Men came out in 2000. If I'm not mistaken. And I remember the first time I seen him on screen and I didn't like him. I didn't like him, you know, in the trailers or the stills. I said, who's this dude playing Wolverine? Like, first of all, hold on, let me zip my coffee. First of all, he's too skinny to play Wolverine. He's too thin. He's too tall. Didn't like him. Boy, was I wrong. He grew into that character. You know, even physically, in the later years, he just turned into a beast. Like, Hugh Jackman is a physical beast. The guy's like 46 years old, deadlifting over 400 pounds, busting his ass in a gym to get ready for the role, ripped to shreds. I think he's the most jacked, ripped superhero that's been on screen like today. Even Chris Evans, like, to me, Jackman looks like he has functional muscle. Like, he looks scary, like totally convincing Wolverine, even though he's like 6'3" and Wolverine's like 5'3" in the comics. But he was born for the role, and he won me over, man. He won me over and millions of people. So for this being his last Wolverine movie, damn, it sucks, man. It really does. But let me just talk about the movie, and I'll get more sappy in a little bit. The movie, loved it, man. Loved it. If you're an X-Men fan, you're gonna love it. If you're a Wolverine fan, you're gonna love it. If you're a Hugh Jackman fan, you're gonna love it. 100% worth the ticket. It's a must-see. It's one of the best superhero movies ever made, in my opinion. Just great. It was great. It had good acting for a superhero flick, like on par with a regular drama. Like, it was like you're watching a regular drama, a tearjerker. It was just that good. The effects were great. It was gory. And that's expected for a Wolverine film. It's gotta be, man. They finally got it right. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it. I'm just gonna get the grade out the way because I'm rambling now. I'm gonna give it an A. You know, it's an A. 100% for a superhero flick, and just for a movie in general, for the experience and what I got from it. It was a ride. It's an A, and I'm not going to spoil whether or not Wolverine survives at the end. That could be for a spoiler episode. I got my theories on things, and there's some twists in the movie and surprises. Not going to get into that. You guys are just going to have to check it out. And if you don't see it in the theater, you're missing out, man. I'm telling you, you got to go see Logan. It was definitely worth it and a great ride. Now back to Hugh Jackman. He says this is his last time playing Logan. It's a shame because Wolverine was a part of the Avengers in the comics, and I would love to see that on-screen dynamic between Wolverine and the Hulk. I think it would be hilarious. Or Wolverine and Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr. Imagine that. We gotta see that, guys. Like, we can't be cheated out of that. Ryan Reynolds, you know, played Deadpool. He's been petitioning, man. He's been trying to get fans to attack Hugh Jackman. Please come back for a team-up movie. You know, him and Deadpool, X-Force, like something. And I've been reading interviews with Jackman, and at first it was a total no. And then he's kind of letting up and says if certain things were on the table, it would have swayed his mind. Look, you throw a suitcase, a fuckload of money on the table, and $30 million, you know, just, he's worth it. He's worth it. He's going to make these movies. It's going to be epic. Just a trailer with him and the Hulk and some kind of interaction. It's going to make money. Pay the man. Do something to get him back. There's only one Wolverine. But if he truly is not coming back, there's a man that can, you know, take up the claws. It's Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy would be a fucking fantastic Logan, you know, in his own way. But just like Michael Keaton for me is the one and only Batman, the same way Christopher Reeve is the only Superman for me. I love Henry Cavill, but there's one Superman for me. Hugh Jackman is the one Wolverine. No matter what happens, who plays him, how great of a job, Hugh Jackman will always be the Wolverine to me, period. So he's on that Mount Rushmore of, you know, superheroes. Like, you know, it's Keaton, Christopher Reeve, Jackman, you know, these guys are solidified as these heroes. So, you know, I hope Jackman comes back to cut people up like coupons, like supermarket coupons. I would love it. I know the fans are going to love it because there's been like an outcry, like on his page, you know, I follow him and, you know, let's cross our fingers, guys. You know, he's getting older, but he still got it. He looked amazing in the movie. You know, they made him look old. I was worried. I said, oh man, Hugh Jackman looked that beat up already. No, like, it's just a good movie. I'm not going to spoil it. But guys, those are my non-spoiler reviews for Kong Skull Island and Logan. I hope I entertain you. Hope I steer you in the right direction, whether to check them out or not. If you guys like the podcast, please subscribe. That's huge. Follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Twitter. And stay tuned. We're going to pump out some more episodes. You definitely know I'm going to be on here. So, guys, until next time, take care.